Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Our website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like the letter this week. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe. But you can do it yourself. It's easy to do. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my website, including finding out more about our good friend and our guest this half hour, Nancy Rozanoff. Nancy's been a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We could not do without her. She is the author of a number of books, including the one in front of me. This is one of my favorites. Knowing When It's Right, an intuitive approach to improving relationships. Nancy Rozanoff, welcome back to the show.
It's so good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Nancy, as always. We've missed you.
Yes.
Nancy, I was telling the audience earlier, I was telling them the things that I've learned from you.
Oh, well, come on. What have you learned from me?
No, I've learned from you that women don't have a franchise on intuition.
That's right.
I've learned that that us guys need to be a little more aware of our intuition and realize that it's a tool that we have in our kit bag, and if we don't use it, we're missing an opportunity. I learned that from you.
Absolutely. You know, men who are very successful tell me the most amazing stories about how intuition has played a role and how they've known what they've needed to know and gone in the direction that they need to go in. But when I asked them if they would be willing to share that with their board of directors or with their peers, they all pull out a gun and say, "You can't make me do that." You know, it's really this very interesting thing that happens. We think that teenagers are victims of peer pressure.
Yeah.
But I think that the corporate male has more pressure on him to maintain an image, a false image of what it takes to really run a business.
Well, the thing is that even if we want to be a little more emotive, maybe is the word I should use, than the typical John Wayne stereotype is, and even if there may be some other guys in the room who wouldn't mind that, some of them might not. We don't know which ones they are. We don't know which ones to emote to.
I think we've bought into this cultural stereotype that we have to be in complete control and that we are in charge of everything from a very mental perspective. And that's really, really, really not true. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, is that we, besides having this very focused awareness, which is what we're talking about here, we also have field awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And field awareness is the difference. Is like the difference between a flashlight and a floodlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also have field awareness, which is aware of everything around us. And our field is also aware of things around us in time. It goes beyond time, so we're aware of what's coming. And so we have that sense. Now, I know many of your listeners will know what I'm talking about. You get this sense, oh, it's time to hire someone new. I need to pull someone more on my shift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you respond to that, you will be right in line when the next level of orders comes in. But if you sort of clamp up and say, wait, no, I can't afford to do that, I've got to wait, then you've got to catch up. You've got to play catch up later on when it happens.
Are you saying that we need to listen to our instincts about when to take the next business step?
Exactly.
Even if the financial angle, the financial aspect isn't there, you know, so many decisions get held up, not because somebody doesn't think that the next step needs to be taken, but because the capital isn't there.
Well, yes. But I'm not saying to do it without any sign.
No, but I think I hear you saying is...
But there's a sense that things are coming, and we have
right.
to be open and prepare. And intuitively, we always know, before something happens, how we need to prepare for it.
You know, so you're saying that even though we know we need to take a next step. And even
yes.
though we know that we can't afford it right now, we're not going to do it until we can afford it. If
right.
we have internalized it enough, but when the moment comes, we're ready to take the action.
Well,
is that
that's
what you're
right.
saying? Yeah.
Well, yeah, except that I would say that if you keep holding off until you have it in your budget, you'll never get there.
So you're saying to not look at the numbers so, not let the numbers totally control you. Maybe your instincts are telling you that you can do this sooner than your budget is telling you that.
You know, you and I are both in business, so I'm not talking from no experience
mm-hmm.
here.
I know you
I'm
are.
Not telling
I know
people
that.
To go out on a limb,
mm-hmm.
although we've all done it. If you're in a small business, you know what it is to be out on a limb.
Well, see, I hear
there's a dynamic.
What I'm hearing you talk about is also where our instincts morph into faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
I'll
right.
tell you
and
something.
In a way that we open, as we open to what's happening, we actually help create it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It becomes a self-fulfilling
prophecy. We help bring it into being.
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes. And so if we're tight and says, well, I can't do that because I can't afford it, well, you'll never afford it.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, Nancy, because the so many small business owners don't have enough. We don't have enough. You know, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Yes.
You know, none of us have enough capital.
We're never
going to have enough. And
cash flow is always a problem.
So many decisions are made where you're talking about at the break point between where it's just a feeling and then when it has to be done, even if we're taking a little bit of a chance on the cash flow, but I think your point is well taken. What you're saying is folks, recognize that you have that in you, and don't be afraid to let that be part of the decision making.
That's right, exactly right. And pay attention to it. And it could be, it's not always money stuff. It's also sometimes prep in terms
right.
of, you know, I really need to learn this skill, a particular skill, or to take the time to get familiar with a particular software or to bring on a certain consultant or whatever it is. And also often we say, no, I'm too busy. I just can't do it. But that, if we have that thought, if that just kind of drops in, we know it's an intuitive, inspired thought because it just kind of drops in and lays there. It doesn't bring with it anxiety. We add that later if we do, but the thought itself is pure in a way and has a kind of lightness and neutrality to it.
Hold on to that thought, Nancy.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20
yeah.
after. I told you that we'd learn some stuff when Nancy got here. She and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back. It's 23 after.
No, I won't.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff, Dr. Nancy Rozanoff. Ladies and gentlemen, is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Knowing When It's Right, as well as other books. Nancy, give us your website and give us a little tour of your website, please.
Oh, absolutely. You want to go to www.rozanoff, it's my last name, .com, R-O-S as in Sam, A-N-O-F-F. And what you get there is you get an overview of the kind of work I do in terms of intuition and learning to appreciate and understand intuitive intelligence and how to apply it into the business world. And you can find out about my television show that I have, and you can find out about the programs and seminars and coaching that I do. And I have several articles. I have one about intuitive investing, and I have one about just general intuition in the business world. I have one about intuition and investigations. So there's some interesting things going on there.
You know, Nancy, and your books are available wherever books are sold.
Yeah.
And the new one is Knowing When It's Right, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. That's the most recent one.
Okay. Nancy, you were talking about guys earlier. You know,
yeah.
they pull out a gun and say, please don't make me do this.
if we're
one-on-one, we're more likely to you know, say to a friend, even a hard ankle friend, you know, even a knucklehead,
yes.
we're more likely to say, you know, but we probably won't call it intuition though. See, and I think that's, I think we'll probably say, you know, my gut makes me feel like so.
Yeah, right.
And,
it's a language thing.
And then we will, you know, maybe the other guy will say, yeah, I have that too. I've had that same experience. We're more likely to do it one-on-one than we are yes. speaking to five or six guys. But now when ladies walk into a room, mm-hmm. Five or six ladies, and they say things like that, all the ladies start nodding their head. Oh,
yes.
yeah. You know, they understand. But
they
guys,
resonate with each other.
Guys don't do that.
No, they don't. But that doesn't mean that guys don't use their intuition. I think men who are successful recognize immediately what I'm talking about, and they do it. They just don't know how to talk about it.
Right.
They're very uncomfortable talking about it. And so my thing is to say, look, if you guys all learn to talk about it, you'll actually be able to get better at it, and you'll be able to work with each other on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the challenges with that, maybe this is a guy thing, like one time after I gave a speech, I had a man come up to me afterwards, and he was kind of angry at me because he said, you just gave away all my secrets. He said, you just talked about everything I do that's made me successful, and now everybody knows. So who knows? You know, I'm still understanding men and women.
Well, I believe me, I'm still understanding women, that's for sure. But now, let's get back to our small business owners.
Yes.
Because I really think that what you're talking about, Nancy, is critical perspective for small business owners, male and female, to understand, because there's a break point there in our world, in any particular thing that we're working on, when it's just in our mind, it's just in our head, and we want it so badly, but we think it's not the right time financially, or maybe mm-hmm. not the right time strategically.
Right.
But it's there. And
it's there.
And at what point in time, what does it take to know when this intuition that we feel about this growth step, whatever it may be, that when does it take priority over you know what we're concerned about? When the intuition is going to take priority over the fact that we don't quite have some other ingredient.
Well, you know, there's a whole way, intuition is really a whole way of approaching business. But one thing to think about here is that when you have that thought about, oh, maybe I should try this, or maybe it's time to hire this, or maybe I should just go and talk to so-and-so. But we have a tendency to say, no, I don't have time, I don't have money, I can't do that. So we block that out. That you want to always open and say, well, what would be the first step? And do that simple thing. It doesn't ever cost money to get information
mm-hmm.
and to do something and to keep the door open. Because I find that the most important things that happen, the most successful things, just happen.
Well, you know, there's another thing, Nancy. There are things that, the reason I like what you're saying is because there are things that we needed, that we could do, that if we had the money today, mentally and emotionally, we wouldn't be ready to do it.
Exactly. We wouldn't
have
the capacity.
So you're saying we got to be prepared for when the other pieces fall into place.
That's right. And we have to be, and we're prepared as a whole being. And our whole being is both this focused awareness and this field awareness. And the field awareness is the whole presence of how we're living through our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very important thing that I can't emphasize enough, about being sensitive to the input and the non-analytic data that's coming in and processing through us and actually preparing us for the future. And it's important for us to respond and be open to that.
Nancy.
And that's an intuitive sense. It's a different way of functioning.
Well said, Nancy, and well done today. Thank you so much for being here, for helping us out understand this very important aspect of being a small business owner. The book is called Knowing When It's Right. The website is rosanoff.com. That's two Fs. Nancy Rosanoff, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
See you later.
Bye.
Nancy will be back, folks. Don't worry. I will be too. Mike Fleischer, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.